There is no joy in Leadville today as a tiny town prepares for what could be a disaster. A mine drainage tunnel in the hills overlooking Leadville, Colorado, is filled with a billion gallons of toxic water. And residents worry that water pressure from this year's snowpack could cause it to rupture, and really at any moment.
And the most immediate threat is to a mobile home park that sits right at the entrance to this tunnel. But the rest of the town is worried about environmental devastation as well. The tunnel has been leaking for several years now, but it remains unclear just whose job it is to fix it. The Bureau of Reclamation operates the water treatment plant connected to the tunnel, but they say it's not their responsibility. They want the EPA, which is in charge of cleanup efforts at a Superfund site nearby, to take care of the tunnel's leaks. Earlier, I spoke with Lakes County Commissioner Carl Schaefer about the dangers of a possible rupture. Mr. Schaefer, last month, or rather a couple of weeks ago, you and the other county commissioners declared a state of emergency because of the threat of this possible drainage, this in the tunnel that actually might rupture and contaminate this area and the people living there. Why did you decide that this was the tipping point, that this was the time to declare this a real emergency?
Actually, we have been really working diligently at this since August of this last year when we had realized that there had been changes within the drainage of the tunnel itself. More recently, we were in receipt of a letter from a regional director of the Environmental Protection Agency to the Bureau of Reclamation, and their statements with regards to this being a potentially catastrophic blowout.
Let's take a step back and have you described to us how this came to be a problem in the first place?
In 1995, a collapse of a portion of the tunnel was first detected, and since then, water has collected behind the debris, more than 1 billion gallons of water at this point, and much of it is tainted with toxic levels of cadmium, zinc, manganese, and it's collected behind the collapsed portion of the tunnel. This situation is not getting any better, and we have historic levels of snowpack this year that we know will impact the groundwater levels, and we felt it was necessary to take these steps as we had gotten to an impasse with these federal agencies who could not come to terms with who was responsible for doing what.
You say there are a billion gallons of water that could flood this area. How much of this town would be affected? How many people live in this area?
Well, the city of Leadville itself is not the impacted area, not the most at-risk area. What we have is a smaller mobile home park, which is approximately 300 to 400 people that live there that are in direct line of the portal of the Leadville Mine Drainage Tunnel that are really at risk, and they are right at the confluence of the Arkansas River. And this is another one of our greater concerns, or equally as great a concern, is that should this water release, it would contaminate the Arkansas River.
I understand that there was some kind of drill that happened recently to prepare these people for a possible evacuation. Is that right?
That is correct. That's correct. A week ago today, as a matter of fact.
And what is that plan?
Well, there has been and was installed, I believe about 6 or 7 years ago, a warning system right there at the treatment plant. The Bureau, though, has not practiced their operations of testing this system for a couple of years now, and many of the people that lived within that vicinity were unaware of any kind of evacuation plan. So,
did they know of the threat?
They were informed of the threat when they moved there in a pamphlet that was probably 10 to 15 years old, and not much emphasis was placed on it, since this has been an ongoing problem. And certainly they were unaware of the fact that how much buildup of water has occurred over the last several years.
Can we describe what is exactly in this water? We say it's contaminated, but what does that mean? What's so dangerous about the water?
Well, it has high levels of cadmium, zinc, manganese. These are not helpful to any kind of organism, including humans. It certainly would contaminate the water and probably kill the ecosystem of the Arkansas River for miles and miles and miles. Certainly, we do not believe, as it's been explained to us now, that a blowout, as they're calling it, would occur, that all this water would come out at once. You know, it could certainly happen in numerous ways. And this is not like a large swimming pool inside of a mountain. It's more of a collection of groundwater and certainly could collapse and have landslides as well. There's several scenarios that could be played out in the case of an event.
The Bureau of Reclamation says that there is not an immediate threat to the residents living nearby the tunnel. How can there be such two grossly different characterizations of the threat?
Well, it's because they do not, in my opinion, wish to take the responsibility, and they have not been given the responsibility of treating this, so they do not want the responsibility. I have been informed that there is a bill introduced by Senator Ken Salazar in the Senate which will give them that responsibility and also provide for the funding to do the long-term fix of this problem.
And let's talk about that, Commissioner. How much money will it take, and what needs to happen ideally?
Well, there are numerous avenues that could be taken that will help alleviate the buildup of water within the pool, and certainly that will go a long ways with regards to alleviating fears here. One would be, and one has already started, with pumping a well which is in a different area of the county, which is still underground connected to this entire problem. The EPA started draining that just on Wednesday. Also, efforts are underway right now to clear an area of snow so that a new well can be drilled behind the blockages in the Leadville Mine drainage tunnel and start pumping water at that point as well and transmitting it over to the treatment plant for treatment before it can be released.
And finally, have you gone out and talked to the folks who are living in this mobile home park? What's the sentiment there right now?
There are a lot of people that are very, very nervous and anxious. Some people would like to move away. Certainly they were unaware of the situation being as grave as it is. And some of them, they feel a fear that they've never understood before, and now they're having to face with, where do I go at this point? And it's hard to tell them that, okay, we are working on a plan to relieve this pressure, and I certainly hope nothing happens in the meantime. But it's a tough situation. It's a very tough situation for these folks.
Lake County Commissioner Carl Schaefer, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
Coming up on the Bryant Park Project, we'll take a ramble through some of the day's news, including 10 gadgets you can get if you want to satisfy your inner spy. Apparently, they're barely legal.
There's a caveat,
yes, by the writer saying, you know, it's your obligation.
I totally have an inner spy.
To use them legally. He's just pointing them out. We'll also take a trip all over the world. This time, we'll do it with a bunch of crows. It's not a bunch. Wait. A murder of crows? A flock of crows. Murder.
A murder of crows?
Yes, that's what they call it.
We learn something every day here on the Bryant Park Project, don't we?
We're
Come
from
back.
NPR
Come
News.
Back.
Stay with us.